Matthias, 50 denarii. I believe I'll cut that back to 10. And then I'll give him 15. James, 30 denarii. 5. That should do it. I took an extra 20 from him last time, so I will give him 30. Peter, he owes 40, but I took 100 from him last time. He owes nothing, and I will give him the difference. Let us see. Is there anyone else that perhaps I have missed somewhere? Oh, well, I cannot remember at the moment. But if by chance I cheated you on your taxes, please come and see me. I should have you here on my list. And I will not only make it good, I will cut your taxes and I will pay you more than I took from you. Ah, perhaps some of you don't remember me. You should. Zacchaeus is the name. Tax collector. I see some of you frowning. But I can smile today. And not smile falsely, but smile because I have found something that has made a difference in my life. Or rather, someone. You see, we tax collectors have not been very well liked. In large part because at least many of us, and I must admit, even I, inflated the taxes that were owed and even took more. I have a very nice house in the very best part of the city. My family did not want for anything to eat, anything to wear, any kind of entertainment that they would like to have. But I had to sometimes be careful about the way that I walked through the city. Sometimes even having to have an escort, especially on the days that I was expecting to collect many, many taxes and gratuities. One day, I heard about a teacher that was coming to town. A teacher that we had all heard about, and I had even asked some of my friends, had they been able to collect his taxes? Jesus. From Nazareth. One of my friends said, "Well, I am not even sure where he lives, so I don't know how we can collect taxes." I said, "Even if he has a tent somewhere, that's where he lives, that's where he sleeps, he owes taxes on the ground where the tent is, and the tent. And doesn't he have men that follow him around as he teaches?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "Well, he's got a business then. He owes us taxes there too." But I heard all kinds of strange things about him. And I began to get curious, very curious, about why so many people followed him. And so many of the people who came to see me seemed happy, even when they paid their taxes. I asked a few of them, "Why are you smiling? I'm taking so much away from you." And more than one of them said to me, "Oh, but we know that we have to pay our taxes, but we have found something that is far greater than anything we give up to you." I thought that rather strange. As you can see, my list is long. My papers many. Who could be more happy than I? All the money I could want, and the promise of even more. Because there are two certainties in this life, death and the tax collector. But the more I collected taxes, in particular in Lower Galilee, the more I heard about this Jesus. And so one day I heard that he was on his way into town. I saw streams of people going by my door. And I thought, I have to see for myself what all of these people are excited about, what makes them smile even when they pay me. What in the world could cause them to say they have found something greater than anything I could take from them? I armed myself with my list. I did not go anywhere without my list. And so I headed out, following the crowds, and thinking, this Jesus is not on my list. He is not on any of my friends. But perhaps today I can add him and collect back taxes. As I walked along in the crowds, I heard people talking with excitement about this Jesus, talking with excitement about things that they had seen him do, words they had heard him say, a feeling that they had come over them when they heard him and when they followed him, a feeling like nothing they had ever felt before. And I must admit, I began to get curious, because I recognized many of these people, and they did not have very much. They were very poor. And I made them even poorer. Suddenly the crowds began to stop and gather along the side, and I tried to see over into the street because I heard someone say, "There he is, down at the end of the street, and he's coming this way." And I looked, I couldn't see anything. Jumping up and down, and I tried to push my way through, and a few of the larger men recognized me. And actually, I started to run back to my place because of some of the things that they said to me. Zacchaeus was not a very popular name, and I was not a very popular person. I heard someone say, "Here he comes, he's getting closer." And I tried to look again and couldn't see him. And I wondered, how can I see this person that they're talking about? I am so short, so small, and they won't let me through. Suddenly I spotted a sycamore tree. And it had a branch that I thought might hold me that hung out over a lot of the crowd. So I pushed my way to the base of the tree and began to climb. Someone grabbed hold of my robe and said, "Come on down from there, tax collector. What do you think you're doing?" I said, "Well, I want to get up here and see what all the excitement is about, to see this Jesus, to see what might be special about him." "Ah, he won't even look your way," someone said. Another said, "If he looks at you, all he will do is place a curse upon you." Some began crying out and laughing and saying, "Zacchaeus, such a short little man." And someone began to sing, "Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody to love." I knew that well. But I pulled away and I climbed up anyway. Of course, the bark on that sycamore tree was a little slick and I almost fell. And when I got up, the branch was a little higher off the ground than I liked. And I clung for dear life. And I dropped my list. And someone said, "Ah, here, we've got it now." And they began waving and said, "Come on down, Zacchaeus. Come on down. Don't you want this?" I was friendless. I thought I had so much and I was so rich. And all of these poor, poor people here should look up to me. And the only time they looked up to me was when I was in the tree. And only then, because that's how they saw me. And I began to wonder. And I thought, well, perhaps I should jump down and run away. When suddenly, someone said, "Oh, they've stopped." And I turned, holding on to the tree branch and the trunk, and looked down. And yes, this small group of men and a few women had stopped. They had stopped right under the branch. People were reaching out and they were saying, "Jesus, touch me. Jesus, speak to me. Jesus, over here." I simply stared. Stared at the one for whom they were reaching. And I thought, he looks every bit as poor as any of those who are calling to him. But instead of reaching out to them, he looked up and he said, "I know who you are. Zacchaeus, I would like for you to come down out of the tree." I heard someone say, "Oh, you're going to get it now." And I shook my head. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I would like to go to your house and eat today." I couldn't believe it. Why would he pick me? And I thought, maybe it's because I'm rich. But when I looked into those eyes, and he said again, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to go to your house and eat with you." I suddenly realized that I was the poorest one there. Because I was missing something that he had and that so many of those around seemed to have. I came down out of the tree and I noticed that no one was laughing and no one was screaming anymore. As I went through the crowd, they began to move. And as I got near Jesus in the street, he had something in his hand. And he reached out and said, "Here, I believe you dropped this." I hesitated, but I took it and put it under my arm. And Jesus walked beside me the entire way to my home. When I got there, I called the servants in and I said, "We have guests. Prepare us something to eat." And for the first time since owning them, I said, "And come, join us." Jesus touched me. Not just touched my hand and touched my shoulder, but that day Jesus touched me in my spirit. And I told him, "I have wronged so many people. And everything I have, I am going to split in half. I am going to pay back everyone that I cheated many times over. And I am never going to cheat them again. I still have my list. And I'm still going over it and checking it once and twice and three times and even more. Because I became rich that day. Rich in a way far beyond what I had ever taken or had ever made. Rich in a way that I was glad to give away and to make right. I have spent so much of my life friendless, unpopular, an outcast, really. Poorer than I ever knew. But Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus has taken me from poverty to riches beyond anything I could ever, ever imagine. And so, I say to you, no matter how poor you may feel, or no matter how rich and high you may feel, without Him, you are the poorest indeed. But He can take you from poverty to riches. He can take you from small to great. Not for you, but for His sake. Let Him go to your house and eat today. Our hymn of decision is hymn number 198. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Zacchaeus thought he had more than anyone else, and his eyes were always upon himself or upon the next denarius that he could collect. But one day, he turned his eyes upon Jesus only to find that Jesus' eyes were already upon him. And Jesus took him from poverty to riches. If you have never made a profession of faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, if you've never looked into His eyes to see His eyes turned upon you, and you feel so led, we would welcome you. If you are looking for a church home and feel that God would lead you to this place, our altar is open and we welcome you. If you're called to rededicate yourself to God's service in Christ, we welcome you. Hymn number 198, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.